What's up? It's Week in Weebs, episode 33, March 26, 2023. I'm Alonzo here with Jason, and we got two shows this week, so it's gonna be a lot shorter. Which one do you want to start with?
We could do Heavenly Delusion.
Okay. So,
can I just preface this by saying all the finales so far have been underwhelming, to me at least, for all the shows.
Okay. Well, why don't we just talk about what happened in our finale. So, Maru, so last episode, obviously what happened to Kiriko, Maru is at, like, his, I guess, not really hotel room, but room, and he's like, where's Kiriko? It's a little weird. Like, her being gone for, like, one night and not saying anything is kind of explainable, but her being gone for two nights is a little weird without any communication. So, he sent some of those up. So, then he goes and looks for her, and then he meets these two guards at, like, out by the water, which they weren't even really guarding until he, like, came out. But they were like, hey, stop. Like, they were, like, in a shed. And then he was, like, asking, like, you need, like, permission, like, authorization. And he's like, have you seen, like, Kiriko, basically? He, like, describes Kiriko. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, Robin's, like, I don't know, like, old flame or fling or something. He was like, I've been hearing them, like, all night or over the past night or something like that. And then Maru, obviously, is like, what? So then he storms in, basically. Like I said last week, what I wanted to happen, he goes, like, 007, he just, like, one of the things that wasn't explained, like, Mission Impossible Tom Clancy, like,
he just walked across the bridge and beat up three dudes.
Yeah, but still, it was still, you know, he was kind of sneaky with it. It was John Wick. It was John Wickish.
Was he sneaky with it?
It was, yeah, man. He snuck around the fence a little bit. But they never explained, like, how he's trained in martial arts.
He just knows how to fight, bro. He doesn't look like he does martial arts.
He's, like, trained in martial arts. You don't think so?
No, he's just a good fighter. He's a brawler.
Nah, bro. You remember the first episode?
Yeah, but those dudes didn't know how to fight. And I'm pretty sure the dudes he just fought didn't know how to fight either.
I don't know, bro. To me, he seems well.
I mean, he can fight. He can definitely fight, but I don't think he's like this crazy martial artist. Like, I don't think he's. I just think he's a good fighter.
Okay, and he's obviously probably has like some kind of like super strength, but
yeah, he does have super strength. So he's like way stronger than everybody.
Storms in, beats up like I don't know, like four or five people, and then he finds the room that Kiriko's in. And yeah, he sees her and he's like, oh shoot, she's in here. And then Kiriko has like this weird memory thing where she like kind of remembers like her sister's memories or their sister's memories. And I don't know, they're kind of weird. Like they're like assimilating. Like she feels like her sister's body is like changing her memories or something like that. And then Maru sees Robin coming down and then Robin sees him, and then Robin's like he's like scared. He's like, "Who are you?" And then Maru just has like this 1,000-yard stare, and then Robin tries to run away. He runs all the way to the end of the hallway, and then
Maru. You're trying to get in that room.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, that was the room. Okay.
Yeah, that's why he ran. He was trying to, but he couldn't get the key in the door before Maru got to him.
Okay. So then, yeah, Robin gets caught by Maru, and then there's a funny scene where Robin tries to keep running past him, and, like, he tries to run past him, like, three different times, and then Maru just keeps pulling him back, and then he finally tries to punch Maru, and then Maru just, like, decks him, and then he starts beating him up, and then Kiriko comes out, because she, like, untied herself, and then she's like, no, don't kill him, and then that was the end of that, basically. They leave. And then it cuts back to the school. The doctor gives the baby that they said they were supposed to give to Tokyo, even though he switched them up and he doesn't know really which one was supposed to go to Tokyo, but he gives one to Tokyo. And then the assistant director is like, hey, like, I'm gonna tell you the truth, like, you gave birth to this kid, like, this kid is yours, and here, like, you can have it, like, take care of it. And then Tokyo's like, what, like, what is this thing? And then the director comes out and she's like bleeding, and then she's like, give me that baby, basically. And then she orders like a robot. The director's like, no, like, director, no, like, we'll get you the baby, I swear. And then she like orders the robot to like capture the baby, and it's coming for Tokyo. And then she has like these memories of like the alien girl and like I think his name was like Conan or whatever, Kona or something. And then she starts growing like, I don't know what they are. They look like coral flesh to me, or flesh, I guess.
It was red, like fleshy looking stuff.
She grows that, and then there's like a giant light, and then it just like cuts away. And then it cuts to, I think this kid's name is Kona, and Mimahime. They're trying to make it back to the school, but they kind of like lost track of where they are. So they're just wandering through the forest trying to figure it out. They see a river, they follow that. And then I think like,
they also fell off a cliff.
Yeah, I think Mime accidentally, or they both fall off the cliff. I don't know who fell
first.
Well,
she fell off the cliff, and then he ran to go try to catch her and save her. And yeah, she didn't really get hurt, but he like cut his arm kind of bad.
Yeah, he like shields her, like catches her in midair. And then she gives him like her little button with like the school emblem on it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you forgot to say, she was like, why'd you do this? And he was like, it's because I love you.
Well, first he was like, what? He was like, I like your body. Or I like your...
And he was like, it's because I like your body. And he was like, no, that's not it. I like something else. He was like, no. Well, yeah. It's kind of everything. And then he was like, I love you. Like, I just love you, basically. Like, he likes the way she looks. He likes her body. He likes her personality. Or pretty much everything. Like, you know, it's just... And then she was like, oh, okay, I guess.
Okay.
Well, she didn't say that, but then she like gave him the button and whatever, and they, yeah.
Then they left, I guess, presumably. And then, okay, this is the part where Maru's punching him to death. And then Kiriko's like, no, stop killing him, don't kill Robin. And then they leave, and
Kiriko's... Also, the other two kids with Mimihime and Kona, they just kept going forward. They're like, we're just going to keep going because... Maybe there's an outside to the outside. Another outside. That's what they think.
Okay. So then, yeah, that happens. And then Kiriko was like, well, she's like, they were like, I don't really know, like, who I am or whatever. Like, I don't know if I'm my sister or if I'm myself or I'm going to turn into my sister. And then Maro's like, I don't really... know your sister or anything, but they seem like a good person, and like, I don't know, like, I like you, not necessarily your sister, like, I fell in love with like you. And
he also said, I'm not in the boys.
Yeah. I'm not in the boys. I'm not in the guys. Like, I don't know, you're just you, basically. Like, you're not Kiriko or like the little brother anymore. You're just like, well, not Kiriko. You're not like your sister or you. You're just like a new individual, basically. And then she ripped up the picture with like her and her sister and Robin, and then like threw it in the water. And after that, I think they just like sat by the river or something. I don't know. It cuts back to these people at like the sanctuary or the filtration center, whatever place that Robin was in. And they open the door, and then there's a lady in there with, like, her limbs
cut off. Like, her hands and her feet, but it's attached to, like, a black man-eater, it looks like.
Yeah, like, this bug-looking man-eater. And that kind of confused me. Like, how do you interpret that? I thought it was, like, it's, like, coming out of her. Like, that's how they turn into the man-eaters.
Oh, you think that's what it is? Like, it was coming out of her body?
Yeah.
It could be that. It could be that. I was kind of thinking because remember in the beginning they were saying the reason the doctor ran out of town is because he was performing like human experiments with humans and man eaters.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think it wasn't a doctor doing that and it was Robin.
Okay. But
I could be wrong. And also in the memory that when she was on the bed, when before Maru came in, the gunshot, and it showed Robin. So I'm pretty sure Robin is the one that shot her in the alley.
Hmm. Okay. I gotta rewatch that because I don't remember.
You'd be missing the key moment.
I didn't remember a gunshot at all. Also be watching at work. So like sometimes I get distracted. Yeah. I might miss like little stuff. I gotta go back and listen to that. Okay. Robin shot. So you think maybe the doctor didn't, you think Robin switched their brains?
No, I think the doctor switched the brains because he was like, look, only one of you can survive. And I'm going to assume that the sister was like, I don't want my brother to die. And if that means you have to kill me, it's okay. Like, I don't want him to die. Just being like a, you know, an older sibling kind of thing. Because, like, that's her only real relative. So she's probably like, I want to protect him at all costs, even if that means, you know, I have to die for him to live type of deal. And then it happened or whatever. It might have not been that because I think they were both unconscious when they were getting rolled into the hospital at the beginning.
Yeah, and I feel like the gunshot was really abrupt, too. Like, I don't think she took the time to talk to anyone.
No, yeah. She didn't talk to anybody. I'm saying, like, when she got to the hospital, I don't know if she was unconscious or not.
Okay.
Because it was black. But I'm pretty sure the doctor is actually a doctor. He probably did perform the brain swap. But I think Robin was the one performing human experiments with man-eaters. Because why would that, unless that's just another person he was like raping, I guess. But it seems kind of sus because I don't think those dudes that were guarding the place, I don't think they would like let that happen necessarily. Like, because they were under the assumption that Robin and Kiriko were like a thing in the past. So they were probably like, oh, it's whatever, you know, like all the noise. But if that other woman was like just locked in a room and they never seen her for like days on end, I think they would be like, okay, what is happening? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it's just like some person and she ended up dying or something. And she had the disease. And then when, like you said, her dying, that's how they transform. It's like ripping off their body, or like, you get what I'm saying? Like pulling off their body into like, that.
Yeah. Like I kind of interpret it as like spindling, like yarn.
Yeah.
Maybe like, that's like what I thought.
And then eventually the human body disappears and then it's a full man eater at the end. Yeah. So it could be that. I tried to do some research. Nobody has any idea about like what Robin's true backstory is, or if he was always a bad guy from the start. But a lot of people are starting to think like maybe he was always like that and not necessarily a good guy ever, but pretending to be a good one. Cause I was just curious. I wanted to see like what, you know, I don't know. Like, cause the season's over and I know the next season won't come out for a good amount of time. And I was like, do I really feel like waiting? I kind of just want answers now. Not necessarily to spoil the story, but just to know more about him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I didn't really find much. I didn't, like, go too deep in it. I ended up on Reddit, and it was just a bunch of people theorizing what and who he is. One person was like, this was a crazy-ass theory. They were like, he's from the U.S. government, and he's performing experiments on Japanese people with man-eaters. But I'm like, bro, what? He was like, all because he had a bomber jacket in the first, remember when we first saw him, he had like a white bomber jacket that he gave to the little kid, and he was like, why would he have a U.S. bomber jacket? And people were like, you know, that's just like fashion. Like, it's a bunch of people who wear bomber jackets with Air Force and stuff on it that aren't in the military or serve anything. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably all it is, dude. Like, it's not, I don't think it's that deep. Maybe it could be, but I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah, I think Kiriko still wears that.
Yeah, surprisingly, even though, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's the same jacket she got on right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, that's the same jacket.
And I will say this. The fact that she was able to untie herself that fast when Maru showed up.
I was also thinking about
that. I'm like, what is going on? Because she was just laying there. And then she just got up and bit the rope off and then hopped out of the bed. And I'm like, okay. Like, what? Like, what the heck? And then she told him to stop punching him in the face. I think he should have died. I don't know. Maybe we'll see him again. But he was like, if I ever see you again, I'm going to kill you. That's what Maru said.
I'm sure it'll add to the story. I'm sure he'll be back. For some reason. I also felt the same way about her untying herself. But, like, I don't know. Maybe she just felt, like, helpless until Maru came. That's probably what it was. But Maru was whooping his ass. That's what I wanted to see. I feel like, and then, okay, let me end the description. And then, Maru and Kiriko, they, like, drive off. The car stalls a little bit, and they have, like, a little laughing moment. And then at the very end, I think, like, after the credits, or maybe before, I don't know.
Yeah, it was after. It was after.
There's Mime and Kona, and then those two other kids I think you're talking about, and they're, like, on a boat to, like, a city. Like, a working city, like, a glowing city.
Future past theory is being confirmed day by day.
It's being confirmed, but it's still not completely confirmed.
It's not completely confirmed, but like that basically
it's
like
right
there's
there.
No city that it's is thriving.
Right. It's in right
the current
there.
Even the one that they are starting to get back up isn't, you know, fully flourishing like that city was. It was full of it was like a whole skyline of buildings lit up.
Yeah, so I wonder where they got a boat. I feel like...
I wonder who's taking them.
Yeah.
Like, who's driving the boat?
Driving the boat.
Let me drive the boat.
Like, I feel like I really liked this episode. And finale, I feel like it didn't really answer many questions
any of our
that
questions.
We had.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not really upset about that. I feel like the whole season has kind of been like that, just very slowly. Giving things, giving knowledge, like little tidbits and stuff that like may or may not be what's actually happening, or maybe it is. And I've also read from, because the guy that I read, like I get like the pictures from, like jog my memory. He said that he read the manga, and the manga and anime, they actually take a lot of information out. From the manga, I think there's a lot of exposition that they kind of cut out, which is surprising to me because I feel like we've already gotten so much, but maybe that's why they cut some. Because I didn't really feel like this season was, or like episodes didn't really feel rushed to me.
Yeah, nothing felt rushed. And the reason I didn't really like it as a finale, because it doesn't feel like, it feels like we should be getting another episode next week. Like,
yeah,
I didn't feel like that was the end of an arc or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess it's the end of the arc of her finding Robin. Like, that at the end of the day, that was like a subplot in the show. Because the main goal is to get Maru to heaven. But she was like, I also want to try to find, you know, Robin and maybe the doctor. I don't think she super cares about the doctor. She's like, if I can't get to the doctor, because she wants to ask if, you know, if he swapped their brains. I think that's the only reason she wants to see the doctor. And the reason she wanted to see Robin is because, like, you know, that was like his or her slash his you know,
bro.
Like role model and superhero. So that's been completed. So, I mean, the only thing left really is to get him to heaven. And obviously, you know, all the little stuff and subplots and stories come in between that. Like, we had the King of Hotels, we had the Boar people.
Wait, who?
The Boars. The The group of Joichi. Dudes.
Yeah.
Joichi.
And then we had, what's their names? What group? The group, the anti-technology group?
Yeah.
And then with the kids, there was always an overarching story with them. And their powers slowly becoming more evident throughout the show, and them changing and showing more emotions like love and having sex and all this other stuff, and having kids. And then the mystery with the alien girl, that still hasn't been, there was still isn't a lot of information. Answered.
Yeah. We don't know if she was the first one, but they said she was like the best one. Cause they were like, she's the best. And then she was like, I know what I have to do. And then she killed herself because she was like, I don't want to do that.
She was like the most like existential character in the show.
Yeah. Yeah. So, cause I think she knew that they were going to use her to create a world that was perfect or something. And she was like, I don't think that's the right way. And I don't want to be used like a tool or whatever. And then she told old dude to like, get out of here basically. And that's the same thing the other guy told to Tokyo, like, get out of here. It's not a safe place. So,
and that's
which is weird. Cause they're still in the building. They didn't leave. They didn't leave the hole.
Yeah. And that's another thing I was thinking about. We still don't know who was like sending those messages in the beginning of the show. Like, do you want to go outside?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a lot of questions unanswered, but I like that because there's still more they could make out of it.
Yeah. I just don't like how nothing was really answered at the end of the season. And then now it's going to end and I have to wait. But I do enjoy the story. Like, the episode wasn't bad. It just didn't give me any satisfaction. And now I have to wait. You know what I mean?
So, I was very satisfied watching Robin get beat up.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of satisfying. But I didn't feel like it was enough. And then Maru told him to stop. And I was like, what? Or Kiriko told him to stop. I'm like,
yeah. I mean, they don't want.
Are you serious?
They don't want to be a cold-hearted killer,
bruh.
Like, he could have obviously killed him.
And then, well, I don't know. I guess you can say that's his or her resolve. She was like, "Yeah, you can't dwell on things like this. Bad things will happen. You just gotta get over it." When they were in the car, and she just was like, "Yeah, it is what it is." I'm like,
yeah,
what?
They got over this really fast.
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
It was really fast. They got over it. Like, you think there would be like more like trauma or grieving, but maybe it's more internal, and maybe she's just very good at hiding it.
But they, yeah,
it was very casual. But overall, what do you rate the season?
Oh, I'll give it an 8.5.
Okay.
8.5 out of 10.
I'll give it a 10 out of 10.
Oh, really? I didn't want to do 10 out of 10 because I felt like that would be too. Because I want to keep it on par with how I rate other stuff. Because I can't say that's the best, you know, anime I've ever watched. So that's why I didn't give it 10 out of 10. But I don't really have any flaws behind it. I just gave it an 8.5 because I feel like I can't give it a 10 because I didn't leave it thinking this is the best thing ever made. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it is really good. So, 8.5 for me.
Okay. We can talk about Hell's Paradise. It's also a good episode. Do you want to describe it?
Yeah. So, it comes back. You know, we left off with the main group. Gabi Maru's retainer. I call it retainer, but Asom. What is it? Asimon? Asom?
Yeah, it's like Asimon or something.
So his executioner and then the ninja girl and her executioner and the tree guy show up to, I forgot what they named the place, but it was all gold. It was like the land of something. And they meet a Tenzin and he's talking. Well, they're all kind of just talking at first. And then once they see him, the ninja girl was like, all right, well, we got to run. Or she didn't even say we got to run. She just started, running. Yeah, because she sensed the danger. And then the Tenzin just popped up in front of her. Is like, no, you can't run. Like, I'm not going to kill you yet. I want to talk to you guys first. And then he brought up all these, I guess you can call them zombie people. They're not really zombies. They didn't really look dead.
Kyoshin or something. They were just like,
yeah. I don't know. But he was like, these are humans who I've been experimenting with, and they're like my toys. And he was like using them to fight and basically not really fight, but just like try to grab them and stuff. And then she's like, she uses substitution jutsu to get out of the dude's arms, like freaking Naruto. Yeah. And then he was like, oh, you know how to use Tao, or that's a form of Tao, you just don't, you know it like yet. And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but from my land they call it Ki. And then that's when I was like, everybody in Naruto could just trash all of them probably based on the stuff I'm understanding from what Tao is, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, yeah, compare it to chakra.
Yeah, chakra, ki, you know, like in Dragon Ball Z, like, that's basically what it is. Like, it's the connection to the world. If you think about it, that's what, like, chakra is. That's what ki is in, like, Dragon Ball Z. So, like, essentially, Tenzin's just know how to use Tao, and they can tap into it freely. On top of a few other things, obviously, but essentially, most of their power comes from their ability to manipulate Tao. So, I think it's a weak verse. I know this is like a little bit of a tangent, but like in terms of power scaling, they would be on the lower end, but relative to each other, obviously, you know, there's levels to it.
I still think it's a little different though.
You think so? Because what, the whole way to gain it?
Well, the way to gain it, yeah, but like on the power, when you think about like power scale, like the Tao, I feel like, is more, a little bit more similar to, like, Haki and One Piece, which I know you haven't watched, but, like,
yeah,
the things they can do with it, like, they can, like, we've seen people, like, I don't, like, deteriorate or, like, completely, like, crack and break, like, a giant axe attack, or, like, push it, like, far away and it, like, obliterate, like, leave a hole in your body, or, like, completely defend yourself.
You can do that in Naruto and Dragon Ball Z.
Or put like, well, in Dragon Ball Z, yeah, but like in
Naruto too.
I don't think Naruto.
There's been people that have done attacks using chakra that have like put holes in people and disintegrated things.
That's true, but I feel like they're a lot less casual than in this show. Well, maybe not Shippuden. I mean, in Shippuden, they throw nukes at each other.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that's a little different. I guess, yeah, in Shippuden,
But Shippuden is just like everybody's at a higher level.
Yeah. So yeah, it's very similar. I just think the way that, like, in Naruto, there isn't like a, like, there isn't like a base form of chakra that like everyone uses to like fight. Like, in One Piece, there's, like, Haki. So, like, there's, like, armament and observation and, like, conquerors. And, like, everyone past, like, the time skip, it has at least, like, one of those three. And, like, the main power scaling, besides, like, Devil Fruits, is, like, how strong your Haki is. Like, everyone could learn armament Haki. Just, like, everyone in the show could learn to cover their hands in Tao.
But everybody can learn everything in Naruto as well.
I don't think they... But there isn't, like, a one thing that everyone learns, is what I'm saying. Like, everyone has...
Shadow clone jutsu?
You said what?
Well, substitution jutsu. Everybody does that.
Yeah, but that's not, like, an attack move. That's just, like, a thing you gotta know to not die.
Yeah, but you have to use chakra to do that. You can't just substitute with no chakra.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, there isn't, like, a form of, like, combat in Naruto that, like, not even most characters use. Like, they all have, like, their own style. And there isn't, like, this one that, like, could triumph over any of those styles. It's all just, like, about, like, matchups and power level.
But I feel like it's the same in here. Because, like, if your tower, if you have better, if you have a better tower connection and your tower is stronger, then you're going to be better than the person you're fighting.
Yeah. But I'm saying everyone could learn Tao. Like, everyone could learn, like, these base forms of Tao.
Right. Are you saying everybody can't learn chakra and Naruto? I'm not understanding. I'm kind of confused.
Like, every... Well, some characters don't even have chakra. But, like...
Yeah, but everybody can't use Tao, though. They said, okay. Like, some people can't.
Here's, like, a better example. Like, everyone in Naruto can learn Taijutsu.
Right.
I feel like Tao would be a better comparison to, like, Taijutsu than, like, Ninjutsu. Because everyone in Naruto can learn Taijutsu. And, like, it's pretty important to know and have to be, like, a top-tier character. Like, you have to be skilled in... You don't have to be skilled in Taijutsu. Like, there are some examples, like Gaara, for example, who's, like, a strong character. But, like, he doesn't really have Taijutsu. But, like, most top-tier characters are skilled in Taijutsu. And it's something that everyone can learn.
Right. Well, I'm confused. Like, what? I'm not understanding the comparison. Like, are you saying everybody can't learn, or everybody can learn Tao?
Yes. But I feel like when it comes to, like, comparing power levels, I don't even know. I don't even know where I'm going with it. We can just move on.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
I don't know. People in Naruto could definitely beat people in Hell's Paradise, though.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So, yeah. We move on. But your mic got a little lower, though.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
I think it's because it went, like, lower. Is it fine now?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I was explaining the episode. Okay, back to what I was saying. So, they start fighting, and he's, like, teaching them how to use Tao and what it is while they're fighting, and he's kind of just toying with them. And he's, like, getting hit, and he's just like, those attacks won't do anything to me. But he's also realizing that they're slowly gaining an understanding of how to utilize their own Tao. And he says that the executioner for Gabimaru, she uses hers very differently compared to how he's seen before. Because she'll, instead of it just being steady, she'll charge it up and then use it in, like, one hit. Whereas most people just have it always on them and it's cloaked. But she will selectively do it with her hits. Or when she's trying to do that, like, you know, that kill blow or whatever. And then he also said the ninja girl, she kind of uses it all the time, but she doesn't really have a grasp of exactly what she's doing. Because when she's using, like, the enzyme, she was like, I can consume medicine or poison, and instead of it affecting me, I can release it through my pores as, like, some slime and put it on people. And he was like, you're using Tao to metabolize, you know, potions and medicines, but you don't realize that yet. And so they keep fighting, and then the one dude with the glasses, he's like, based on my knowledge, they're weak. Or not the dude with the glasses, it was the tree guy, because he cut the tree guy's head off, and he also told the tree guy, like, yeah, everything you believe in is not true, we just say that so you guys maintain order, it's a fake religion.
And that's
there's no like gateway to paradise or anything like that, we just did that so you guys would, you know, not rebel or anything. And then he was just like,
the case, but I regret not ever saying anything about that theory.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that too. I mean, especially actually after we found out, like, the place was made from a dude that left. I mean, all the signs kind of pointed to it, because he said all these different religions are, like, combined into one, and it's like a mishmash of these different ideals. When he was talking about all the statues he was seeing and all the drawings and all the, you know, like, when they were in the houses of, or at the house, in the bathhouse and stuff, he was like, all this stuff is from different cultures. Like, none of this matches up. And then he was also like, it seems like somebody came here and just kind of tried to develop their own kind of thing. And then also we found out that the person that created Tao or whatever is the guy, the main guy of the Tenshin. So like he created this place trying to create a, I don't know, I forgot exactly what they said. I think he was trying to create like not a perfect world, but he was trying to create something. And so I was like, I can pretty much assume everything here is not real or is based on, you know, man-made or man, you know, man-made ideals or whatever, not like some supernatural thing. We also find out that the elixir of life doesn't exist, but I don't think that's the case. I think he's just saying like there's no such thing as a drink that's going to make you live forever. But we do have Tan, which is, you know, they use life humans to create this drink that will make you young and give you power. So that's technically an elixir of life, but it's not like you take it and you're, you know, you stay alive forever. It's like you got to keep taking it. Yeah. And he was also saying that the people that can't handle it turn into trees. And he was saying all the residents drank Tan, but they're not strong enough to, for, or something like that. Like their body's not strong enough
humans
to consume it. Yeah, he was like, yeah, humans in general. But then it's like, what are you? Are you not a human?
Yeah, that's what I was confused about.
So I don't know. So that was kind of weird, but he broke that down to him. And then the dude was like, there's one thing I do remember. Their weak spot is like in their groin area or stomach. That's where your Tao basically releases from your body and then circulates and then comes back. And that's what the bandit chief was saying, too. He was like, when I cut their body off, it looks like they regenerate from their, you know, from their bottom half. And that's when he punched the dude in the stomach. And he was like, yeah, that's the weak spot. So that was kind of confirmed. So they're fighting some more. And this is kind of funny. The glasses dude ended up dying, but I thought he was going to die in a different way than how he died because he was holding the dude. You know, he had him like in a headlock and I was like, he can just like create something that can pop out of his body and kill this dude instantly to get him off him. You know what I mean? That's what I thought he was going to do. Cause I'm like, why are you so close to him? Like you're literally just holding the back of his, like on, you're on his back holding him. Like he can't manipulate his body into anything he wants. You know what I mean? Like that makes no sense to me. That was like the dumbest thing ever. But he didn't die from that. He held him down. It reminded me of when Goku was holding Raditz and then Piccolo did the, you know, the special beam cannon. Yeah. And then the executioner comes up, she charges her sword with the Tao and cuts through his like his stomach area. And then they're like, all right, he's dead. And then they had him like bent over, arching his back crazy. I'm like, all right, come on now. What is this? Like, why is he dying like this? And then they think it's all safe. They're like, all right, well, that's cool. It was a lot of time that went past before the thing, before he transformed too, because they were just walking around. They were looking at the gold and everything. And then they were like, all right, let's go back to, you know, to the house, rest a little bit. And then that's when the executioner with the glasses was telling Gabimaru's executioner, like, you know, I'm kind of, or he was just saying some stuff about the ninja girl. And she was like, are you like in love with her or something? Are you falling for her? You know, like you seem to have a lot of admiration for this criminal. And he was like, you know, it's just because, then it's a whole backstory on him. Like he didn't even want to become an executioner, but in his family, that's what they do. The men become, you know, that's their job. They have to do that. He wanted to be an artist. And his dad was like, no, you can't be an artist. They looked down upon it and they shunned him. And he was like, all right, well, I'll just do this. And then I think he said he was still doing art a little bit on the side, but eventually he just gave it up and just focused on being like top of the class or being super smart. And then once he got around her, he was like, she's so carefree. She doesn't really care about anything. She just, you know, kind of lives life as it is. And he admires that because he feels like his life is so structured and he can't do what he wants to do. And then the Tenshin shoots like a blast at her and he jumps in front of her and saves her. And then he goes into like this dream state, which we kind of already knew. Like when you get hit by the flowers or turned into the flowers or whatever, you're in like perfect. You're in like nirvana. You're in a state of extreme euphoria. Even though you're dead, like you're dying, but in your mind, you're just, you know, living happily. So it's kind of weird. So it's like he had a happy death. Like he didn't die sad. I mean, yeah, he's dead, but in his mind, he's just continuously happy.
Yeah. And that was a cool part too. Like, it was like, a bunch of like hits like he executed, and then the girl, the Kenoshi, was like, yeah, she was like with an umbrella and like,
yeah,
I think flowers are falling down and like filled the screen, and that was pretty cool. But I was sad though that he died. I was like, dang.
Yeah, I kind of assumed he was gonna die
earlier.
Yeah, yeah, I thought he was gonna die earlier too. I didn't think he was gonna die like that. I thought he was gonna die, like I said, when he was holding him up. Like, that was just stupid. Why are you on his back like that?
I thought he was gonna get like
shot through the back.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna die. There were many opportunities for him to die during this fight.
Oh yeah, and he was getting in the way because she was like, "Stop trying to attack him. You're getting in my way."
Yeah,
and then they were just kind of. The Tenzin was dodging both their attacks at the same time, and they were about to hit each other. And I thought she was going to accidentally kill him or injure him, like, gravely to the point where he's super, like, you know, super weak. And then the dude was just going to finish him off or something.
But Kenoshi was doing good. We got to see her powers. She did substitution.
I was right, though. I told you she's, like, I was like, bro, she's probably crazy, too. And she is. She has, like, all these things she can do.
Yeah,
and she was basically already using Tao without knowing it because she knows it as ki. So I was like, yeah, bro. There's no way she's not crazy.
People keep posting the picture, though, of her with like ooze coming out of her out of context on Twitter, and it's really funny.
Oh, yeah. And then the other the executioner girl, I gotta remember their names. I gotta get better with the names. Yeah, Sagiri. She was able to get, you know, use her Tao too. And I was right about that. I was like, those two are going to figure it out and give him a fight. I don't think I said that they were going to kill him. I don't know if I said that. I didn't think they were going to even put up that good of a fight,
yeah,
to be honest.
I didn't think they were going
to
get that far.
But they really did trash him. But I was thinking in my head, I'm like, Gabimaru pushed that one Tenzin to transform without even using Tao.
Yeah.
So.
I also feel like this guy underestimated them.
Yeah.
Like, heavily.
He thought they were weaker than what they were.
And he kept trying to recruit the Kanochi.
Yeah, because he was like, if you turn somebody who is super strong in the time, it'll make him even stronger. So he wanted to change her into like kill her and then consume her, basically, to become stronger.
And then the guy gets turned into a flower, and then the guy see the full transformation. He's like, he's the two bodies again, but like they're like connected at the head.
Yeah. And he was like, kill me. You can't be serious or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Blind Man shows up.
Blind Man.
Daredevil.
I don't know his name. Yeah.
I don't know his name either. But I know he tapped into the Tao too, clearly. He figured it out, and then he was like, ching, 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 ching. I don't think he killed it, but obviously, you know, he had to make his appearance.
Yeah,
and I wonder where the little girl is at. Is she just in the background just watching?
Probably
like at the gates, just at the door, yeah, looking from a distance.
He used thunder breathing, so she's far back.
Yeah, so he's really cool. I like him. I like the blind master.
I didn't think he was gonna show up.
I didn't think he was gonna show up either.
I didn't know what was gonna happen to them.
So that's so like, he's probably my favorite character. I'm not gonna lie.
Blind Man.
Yeah.
He's got a good story.
He's the coolest to me.
My favorite is probably
the Bandit Chief.
Nah. Well, I like the Bandit Chief.
He's not your favorite anymore?
I feel like it's either Gabimaru. I feel like Gabimaru's low key my favorite.
That's so cliche, bruh.
I know, but it's like
everybody likes I like Gabimaru too, but I can't just say he's my favorite. You know, I feel like it's biased. I feel like it's biased because he's the main character. And he's so OP. You know what I mean?
Like, the Bandit Chief probably is still my favorite. I feel like it's like him and Gabimaru. And Sagiri. I like Sagiri too. And the black girl. I like a lot of characters. I don't know.
Yeah, all the characters that are left are pretty cool. I mean, I like all of them. The only one I kind of don't like is the Bandit Chief's brother.
Yeah, he's kind of quiet.
He just seems lame to me. Like, I don't know. His brother always has to save him, and he's reliable. He can hold his own. Like, he can fight, but he just, you know what I mean?
I feel like he's either going to end up having to kill
his brother,
the Bandit Chief, or Banshee's going to end up killing him.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen, because the Bandit Chief is being consumed by the power of, I don't want to say consumed, he's probably getting corrupted by eating the flesh of those monsters. And, you know, his whole thing is, like, adaptability. And I feel like he's going to get to the point where it's, like, his brother is holding him back. And he's like, I need to adapt more to survive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, survival means killing you. And he'll just lose himself a little bit.
We're going to see. Oh, wait. And then reading this comment, they just brought up something interesting. They were like, the big reveal is that the elixir of life doesn't exist. If ordinary humans drink it, they'll just turn into trees. That means the whole quest was a sham and lots of people have died trying to find something that doesn't exist. But also brings into question what kind of power the Iwagakure village chief showed. The way you think Gabimaro's chief, like the Gabimaro's like head, like ninja guy.
Oh, when he was like, that's the bald guy, right? The shogunate.
Like Gabimaro's like the father of his wife?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Him?
Yeah.
Well, people like, think he's
what do you think his power is if it's not the elixir of life? Or maybe it is the elixir of life. Maybe he just like is, he has his own like secret batch or something. I don't know.
Well, no, remember they said that their clan has shown the ability to do many different skills and techniques. That's what the hook guy retainer, the hook guy's executioner was saying when he was watching Gabimaru fight and he was using all that stuff. He was like, yeah, his clan has been able to use many different techniques and they train to do different stuff. And then while he was saying that, it showed the shogunate like with all those knives and weapons inside of his body. But he was still alive, just sitting there laughing.
Right.
So, I don't think they have, like, any special power. I just think they know how to use other secret techniques. Because he even said, like, you know, when he saw Gabimaru master it extremely fast, he was like, he's no, I guess you could say, noob to using these kind of techniques. Like, they train to do crazy stuff all the time. So it's not far-fetched for him to pick it up this fast.
But wasn't the shogun, not the shogun or whatever, like, wasn't he, like, not torn to pieces, but, like, didn't he, like, take,
he
like,
cut his own belly open. He stabbed himself and cut his whole, stomach open and just was sitting there laughing. And then people were shooting arrows at him to, like, demonstrate his power. Basically saying, like, don't try to, you know, test me. This is not something you want. And I don't even want to see what he's like on the brink of death. Because remember, if Gabimaru just kicked in and went crazy, I don't know what he'll do when he's about to die.
I don't know if he can die, man. What if he...
I mean, he wants it. He wants the elixir so he can live forever.
The chief?
Yeah, that's who wants it.
I think we're talking about two different people.
Who are you talking about?
The shogun, the guy that sent them on the mission, is different from, like, Gabimaru's, like, ninja chief.
Right. But the shogun who sent them on a mission isn't the person who wants the elixir, though.
It's not?
The shogun that asked them to do the mission. I'm pretty sure Gabimaru's guy, his guy, is the one who wants them to get the elixir.
I thought it was the guy who sent them on a mission that wanted the elixir. Are you sure it's not him?
Let me see.
Because I thought the ninja people were just like under the shogun.
Gabimaru shogunate. What's the name? Oh, no spoilers, please. Iwagakure Chief. Appearance, history. Yeah, the Shogun comes to the chief in wanting to hire shinobi from Iwagakure to partake in a mission to acquire Elixir of Life from an unknown land. Upon learning that Gabimaru is part of the first expedition team, the chief happily accepts the mission, saying that something of his was in fact on the island. He then gave the order to his shinobis to find and kill. Okay. Okay, you're right. You're right. Okay. He doesn't want the elixir, but he gets hired. The chief, the guy you were saying, is the person who wants the elixir. But he did say that he was going to send, you know, if they didn't do it fast enough, he was going to go to his guy and have them come and get it.
Right. And that's what Gabimaru was trying to rush.
Yeah, for. Rush, because he's like, if they show up, then they're just going to kill everybody. And yeah.
Okay,
for some reason, I thought he wanted the elixir, too.
Okay. So that's all we got for this week. What was your episode of the week?
Oh, Hell's Paradise.
Okay. I'll say mine is Heavenly Delusion. Both episodes were very good. But I feel like on with Heavenly, I feel like I was on the edge of my seat. I was on the edge of my seat, honestly.
Really?
For episodes. Yeah, for Heavenly, I was on the edge of my seat the whole episode.
I didn't feel.
I was like, what's
going to
happen?
I
don't
know. What's going to happen? I feel like I knew what was going to happen. Everything I thought was going to happen, happened.
I feel like everything I wanted to happen, happened. As far as just like Robin getting beat up. But for the rest of the episode, I didn't know what was going to happen.
I will say the boat thing at the end was a shocker.
Yeah. And yeah, they gave Tokyo a baby. We don't really know what happened after
that.
And
then I'll say this too real quick, that the vice or the president, she didn't even have to freak out like that, because I'm pretty sure the twin is going to be the baby they were going to give her. But she doesn't know that there's two babies.
Wait, can you repeat that?
What did you say? I said that when the vice pre or the president started freaking out and told Tokyo to give her the baby, okay, she didn't need to freak out, because I'm pretty sure the other twin, is the baby they were gonna give her for the, you know, like the brain transplant.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they were like, because remember they were saying, "Calm down, we'll get you the baby."
Yeah,
so.
So she wanted the baby to get translated into her body.
Yeah, that's what she was saying, because she was like, "I want to see this through. I want to see all my work come true." Because her whole thing is she wants to create, you know, that perfect world or heaven on earth or whatever. And she was like, "I want to see it. I don't want to do all this work and not even be able to see it completed."
Oh, so she's trying to live forever.
Yeah,
she wants the elixir of life. Basically.
Basically, yeah. Escape death, man. Isn't that what everybody's trying to do?
You think she'll be dead next season?
No. Unless Tokyo just killed her right there, but
I mean, she don't really got any power necessarily. She's just like, everyone's just
covered
like
herself
along
in flesh?
With it. No, I'm talking about the director.
Oh.
Like, I still want to know.
Say it again,
like,
say it one more time.
Like, I'm saying, like, she doesn't really have any, like, power. Like, everyone just,
oh,
like,
yeah,
goes
she has
along
no power
with it.
Whatsoever. I think she's a regular human.
So, like, I'm just confused. Like, I still want to know, like, it's still not explained, like, why all the adults in there, like, don't know what's going on, but are, like, going along with everything. Like, no one seems knowledgeable about what's going on. Not even the director. Yeah. She just knows that she's doing this work. And she wants to see it through, but like it's not really explained like what she's trying to do, per se.
Well, they said she wants to create a world with no disease, basically.
Okay.
I want to say they said it two or three episodes ago. Right before, it was when the guy was talking to her inside the little room when they were by themselves, and she was like, "The vice president, you know, that means you get moved up to the president." saying she was going to take the body of the girl.
Yeah.
And then on the wall, this is me just putting two and two together. On the wall, it was a man and a woman with a spear, putting the spear in like the ground, but it looks like they were standing on top of clouds. And when the attack happened, or whatever you want to call it, when the ceiling came through, the guy with the glasses, he was like, or when he saw the director, he was like, was that the thunder spear or something? So, I don't know. They got some weird, like, cult religion thing going on.
It was the gods or something.
Yeah.
I don't understand, like, why the kids need to have superpowers to be
immune,
not affected by diseases.
I don't think they're trying to give them superpowers, though. I think that's just a side effect of breeding them with man-eaters.
No. Hopefully the next season doesn't take too long to come out.
Yeah, I'm going to look up when it's going to happen.
Moment of the week. For me, I'd say it's Heavenly Delusion when Mara beat up Robin.
Yeah, I agree.
That was great for me. But besides that, I guess honorable mentions the other moments.
It says Heavenly Delusion Season 2 sadly might not release. This means that there will not be enough available content for Season 2 until late summer 2024.
I mean, summer 2024 isn't that far away.
That's a whole year.
Yeah, a year. That's like, isn't that like average production?
I guess that's like average.
A seasonal show?
But I was going to say Bleach is coming back pretty quick. Not a year. Same with Malevolent.
Yeah, I don't know how far along Malevolent's story is, but I know Bleach has been out for a while.
Yeah. They got all the source material, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know why they animate shows that don't have enough source material for at least two seasons in advance.
I don't know. Maybe there's just be like a lot of hype for like it to be adapted, but then maybe like the manga artist doesn't go very fast, or maybe like they take breaks or whatever. I don't know how this stuff works. But honorable mention to Hell's Paradise when the Asaemon, I guess his name, the glasses guy died. That was a good moment as well. And also just the fight in general. Animation a week, I'll just give the Hell's Paradise. The fighting was all good. And I mean, I'm more excited to do when we actually see Hell's Paradise finale. Because then we can do our award show.
We're going to do award show?
Our quarter award show for the three shows.
Oh, they dropped a trailer a month ago for season two of Malevolent.
For Hell's Paradise or Malevolent?
Yeah, Malevolent. Okay. I like that show a lot. I'm not gonna lie. Even though it's like a kiddie version of Jujutsu Kaisen. When you really think about it, it's like a kiddie version of Jujutsu Kaisen.
It's like Jujutsu Kaisen without like the budget.
No, not even that. Because the fights are still all right. You know, I don't think the animation is bad. It's not up to it's not up to par.
But like. Yeah. They don't do a lot.
But I'm saying the tone of the show and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Like they don't do a lot of like fighting animation. It's more talking for the most part.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's all I got.
Same.
For the two shows. Excited for next week though.
What's next week?
The Weeb Awards, what do you mean?
I don't think the finale's next week. I think it's two more episodes.
I thought you said it was 13.
Yeah, that was 12?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I guess that is. That's crazy.
I don't know.
The Weeb Awards.
Show of the summer? No. Summer just started, isn't it?
Show of the season.
Show of the spring. Show of the season. Animation of the season. I gotta think of some awards though. But yeah. Are we good?
I will say, I feel like our best group of shows was last, the last four we were reviewing before this. Cause what was it? It was Mob, Bleach,
Chainsaw, and what was the other new show?
Oh, that show was terrible. Trigun?
No.
We did Trigun and freaking Revengers together. Oh my god, that was horrible, bro. That was... Bruh, and there's gonna be a season two of Trigun? For what? Like...
Let me see what the... Because there was a... Oh wait, it was Vinland. It was like... Because Vinland was...
Vinland's been going
like two groups. Yeah, it was My Hero at first that went on for like two sections, and then Vinland went on for two sections.
But we did find Diamonds in the Rough though, Malevolent, Heavenly Delusion.
Because before the Revenger and Trigun, we had Bleach, Chainsaw. And what was that other new show we were watching? I swear we were watching something. That was like a hyped up show, I swear.
I think it was Trigun.
No way it was Trigun. It was something else. Was it MHA? Chainsaw Man? I was watching Chainsaw at this point. No, this is Revenger, Trigun, MHA. Because Chainsaw only had like 12
episodes. We did watch Mob. You didn't say Mob yet. But
okay, it was probably Mob then. Chainsaw Man. Yeah, it was Mob. It was Mob. It was Bleach, Chainsaw, Mob, and MHA at the same time.
Bleach, Chainsaw, Mob, MHA. That might have been the best one, low-key.
Yeah. Even though we didn't really know much about Bleach.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know a little bit. I know bits and pieces. It's kind of weird. Like, I understand the lore, and I know some things, but... It's like I know enough to watch.
Yeah. I feel like this was a good section.
Yeah, this one was good too. The season finale's just kind of...
Like Demon Slayer season finale. Well, really, season as a whole kind of fell short.
Think about it. Bleach's season finale was way better.
Yeah.
My Hero season finale was better too, low-key.
It was all right. I didn't really like My Hero season.
I didn't really like it all that much either. Mob season finale, that was the series finale.
Yeah.
And that was good. And then what was the other show?
Chainsaw Man?
I feel like that season finale was good too.
I like the season finale. Yeah, I feel like you didn't like it as much.
Like what as much?
Chainsaw Man season finale.
Because they killed the dude, or they didn't kill the dude. They took the samurai dude into custody.
Yeah.
Old girl got killed with the blonde hair because she was about to tell him about the gun devil. And then that thing just came out of nowhere and chopped her head off. And we got a cliffhanger with Denji as a kid talking to somebody in the alley, or somebody talking to him in the alley. He was about to open a door.
Some kind of memory. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got the... What else? Yeah, Inaki fighting. But that was kind of like an anticlimactic like win, but it was still like funny.
Yeah.
And then Bleach. Yeah, he like forged... That was a good finale. He like forged his new sword.
Yeah, he forged his two new swords. Then they can combine to one.
So, yeah. All right. We good? Any predictions for the Hell's Paradise finale?
That Tenzin's going to die. Warrior's going to get back. That the humans we were worried about are even more of a threat than we thought. They have an understanding of Tao. and they're coming to kill you.
It's just funny because they were like dogging that other Tencent for like having to use his form. And yeah. Now he got to use his form too. But we got to see two forms though. I was expecting the form to look a little different or like crazier, but I guess they're all like a specific flower.
Yeah.
And I think their forms are all just going to reflect that specific flower that they are. Because I looked the guy up by like his name, I think. Mm-hmm. And then a flower just popped up. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think they're all going to be like that. But excited for Hell's Paradise finale. And then in a couple weeks, really, no, like, is it next week? New stuff comes out?
It is next week.
Yeah, it's literally Saturday. Next week. So, yeah. That's it for me.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you for listening. Make sure you share, like, follow, subscribe, rate 5 stars. This Week in Weeps episode 33. Peace out.
Peace.